Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Gretchen Whitmer announced her choice for running mate. Garland Gilchrist II is the Director of Social Media Responsibility at the University of Michigan School of Information.
So we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to add to the strength of the Whitmer campaign that's been making phone calls and knocking on doors for more than a year. And we're going to add energy to that using technology and the ways that people communicate, text messaging, social media, the things that I've learned to be able to mobilize people. And I'm excited about it.
Here now to explain just what this technologically savvy running mate brings to Whitmer's campaign is Chad Livengood of Crain's Detroit Business, one of the first reporters, if not the very first reporter, to call it for Gilchrist. Chad, tell us about this candidate. He is not in government now, but he has run for office.
Yeah, he ran for city clerk last year and narrowly lost by one percentage point to the incumbent clerk, Janice Winfrey. There was a recount, and he really took a lot of people by surprise in Democratic politics, created a real groundswell, grassroots-type campaign that sought to unseat a pretty safe incumbent. And people kind of saw that he's a pretty charismatic guy. He's got a different background and experiences. He's a computer science engineer, graduate of University of Michigan, native Detroiter, whose parents, like a lot of middle-class black families, left the city when he was a kid so they could get better education in the suburbs. And then he left the state. He went to work for Microsoft in Washington State. Then he moved to Washington, D.C. and got involved in politics, working for MoveOn.org. Kind of an unusual pathway to be the nominee for lieutenant governor. Most are lieutenant governors in Michigan in recent decades. And I went back and basically post-war. Every one of them has either come straight out of the legislature or was a U.S. attorney or was a member of Congress. I mean, we never have had anybody just kind of out of the private or nonprofit sector come in and be the lieutenant governor. So this is an unconventional choice for Gretchen Whitmer.
And he had worked for the Duggan administration?
Yeah, he spent about 3 or 4 years in the Duggan administration working in IT. That's kind of how he came back to Michigan. He was part of a group of expat Detroiters who basically kind of made these pledges that they were going to get back to the city eventually. Him and his wife made the choice. They have twin children. And after their kids were born, he found a job working for Beth Niblock at the city of Detroit in the information technology department, working on trying to renovate and innovate new tech apps and various services for the citizenry in Detroit that have long had these really archaic systems. So he was really involved in that. He's credited with kind of pushing the needle on that front, and that got him into wanting to run for clerk, trying to improve what has always been, sort of derided as a really poorly run agency. That's why he's kind of a technocrat, and he really presents himself that way, and Whitmer likes that because, she spent 14 years in the legislature. One of her big pieces of her resume running for governor here is, as she said today, I've got more experience in the legislature than the last two governors combined, referring to Rick Snyder and Jennifer Granholm, who never served in the legislature. So she really downplayed Garland's lack of experience on that front because she's got that experience, basically. And so it's an interesting dynamic. And at the same time, you've got a young, mid-30s African-American. On the Republican side, you're going to have a young, mid-30s woman in Lisa Posthumous Lyons as the lieutenant governor nominee. So we got some interesting age, gender comparisons to look at between the two tickets.
There's been this interesting thing to watch for in the Democratic Party between the mainstream Democratic Party and the progressives, the ones that went for Bernie or Abdul el-Sayed. Where would you say Garland Gilchrist is on the progressive scale?
Yeah, I think he's definitely closer to the progressive wing. Today he expressed support for a federal single-payer health insurance, and that's not something that Gretchen Whitmer necessarily embraced during the primary. She stayed away from that while Abdul el-Sayed really pushed that. He wanted a state level, which she said was basically, not really realistic to accomplish at the state level. And he worked for MoveOn.org when he was out in Washington, D.C., obviously a very liberal, progressive group that is focused on a lot of different types of policy changes that are, to the left. If he has a record, that's basically it, because, you know, he worked as sort of a bureaucrat in city government, you know, didn't obviously serve in any elective office where he would have taken votes, whereas Lisa Bonas Dimas Lyons spent 6 years in the House and took many votes, and some many of which the Democrats will probably try to use against the Schuette campaign this fall.
Being one of the first journalists, probably the very first, to mention Garland Gilchrist as a potential running mate, that was back in April. Did you get any sense that there was any consideration to go with a woman for a running mate to make it a 100% female ticket?
No. I mean, so after the Democratic endorsement convention, when Democratic activists sided with Dana Nessel to be the attorney general candidate over Pat Miles, the former U.S. attorney in Grand Rapids, there was a clear, concise effort on behind the scenes that needed to get an African-American and a male. So some gender balance, but particularly they needed an African-American from Southeast Michigan who could help solidify the vote, and not just Detroit, but also the suburbs. I mean, people forget, you know, 1 in 5 voters in Oakland County is an African-American voter. There's a, you know, constituency of Democratic voters, and the Democratic Party has had a long history of having at least one African-American on their ticket. Now, the Republicans this year have an African-American candidate at the top of their ticket, in the U.S. Senate candidate John James. So that was really kind of the why Garland Gilchrist, I first learned he was kind of the front runner, so to speak, behind the scenes back in April. And just one of those things you pick up as a tip on the street.
Chad Livengood, Crain's Detroit Business. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.